in Australia, where Prime Minister Scott Morrison, overcoming long odds, beat back a challenge from the opposition Labour Party. Here is Phil Mercer for VOA in Sydney.
This is a remarkable result few people had expected. For months, opinion polls had indicated that Australians had grown tired of feuds within Scott Morrison's Conservative government. It's had three prime ministers since it was elected in 2013, but fought this campaign on its economic records. The prime minister had said the opposition wasn't fit to govern and couldn't manage money. He's celebrating his unexpected triumph with party loyalists and his wife and two daughters.
I have always believed in miracles.
That report was filed by Phil Mercer in Sydney. U.S. diplomats are warning that commercial airliners flying over the Persian Gulf face a risk of being misidentified. It is the latest in the continuing story of regional unease. We get details from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The warning was relayed from U.S. diplomatic posts from the Federal Aviation Administration. It underscores the risk that the new tensions between the U.S. and Iran are posing to global air travel in the Gulf region. It's also a grim reminder. In 1988, the U.S. mistook an Iranian passenger jet for a warplane. 290 people aboard were killed in that incident.
That was AP correspondent Jackie Quinn. Oil giant ExxonMobil has evacuated its foreign workers from an oil field in the southern Iraqi province of Basra amid heightened tensions in the Middle East. The chief of Iraq's state-owned South Oil Company said the evacuation was a precautionary and temporary measure and that there was no indication of danger. To keep up to date with all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also a VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News. The United Nations says hospitals and other health facilities are targets for airstrikes.